I acknowledge that I'm trying to be actively recognized as a professor by losing my hair. So, okay, so thanks for the invitation. When you think about how drugs are developed, drug companies and academia invest billions of dollars in the discovery of drugs. But the pipeline is drying up. And so the question is, why is it drying up? So in the old days, they never developed drugs with outside of the clinical or biological context. So if you look at they would always use a clinical observation or a biological observation, and it would never leave the arena of biology, and that was pretty successful. But since the days when we could clone things, it's been like a double-edged sword. It's been good because we've been able to develop lots of new targets, and then develop drugs or drug candidates that bind to those targets, but get to the point where you put that drug candidate into a rat and the rat dies. And so if the rat dies, they don't try it in the humans. So there's a real problem. Well, usually. So my lab is interested in the largest family of cell surface receptors, so effectively the largest family of drug targets. 1% of the human genome codes for G-protein-coupled receptors. 60% of all medicines currently used target 40 of the 800 or so in the human body. 55% of all legal drugs target GPCRs, and that goes to 70% if we include the illegal drugs. So how drug companies view this, and how I think pharmacologists in general have viewed this for a long time, is we've studied them in isolation. You have the receptor, the G protein, which transduces signals from the outside, which bind to the receptor, and then some effector molecules downstream. And we've been studying them in isolation for some time. And so that has led to, and I'm sorry about the data, about this theoretical slide, I apologize. So what we have here is that from the good old days, we would define efficacy. So efficacy is the actual biological response to increasing concentrations of a drug. So for any receptor, so for any output that you would measure, the rank order of drugs that activate that system would be the same, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that would never change no matter what output you measured. But that's no longer true. What we've been finding is that receptor ligands actually show a bias. That is, depending on the biological output you measure, the actual rank order of those different drugs might change. But pharma still only uses mainly a single assay to look at drug candidates. So they have removed effectively the majority of the biological context from how we design drugs. So what we need to do then is target pathways, I would say, rather than the receptor. And that's what my lab works on. We're interested in signaling complexes. So we're putting the biology back into drug design by understanding how the wiring of these systems works, so such that different ligands can lead to different effects depending on the actual signaling complex that you look at. So one receptor is not one receptor, but it's several different receptors depending on what it's associated with. And so we're asking things like, where do these receptors and their effector complexes initially interact? What controls these initial interactions as an idea behind getting at how signaling specificity, that is, why your body can function at all, so is because there's a high fidelity transmission of a lot of signals from the environment and from inside your own body. We're looking at places where these receptors would go that big pharma has not been historically interested in, like the nuclear membrane, like cell surface receptors that are actually on the inside of the cell. And then we're starting to target these pathways at the level of their assembly. Rather than looking at them in isolation, we're putting the biological context back into the discovery and the development of drugs. And that's it. Thank you very much.